Something bad, lots of Christmas. Let's go around the tree.
And I
just want some money so I can buy food for me. And I'm so hungry right now, I could eat a fireplace.
All right, that is hungry.
That's enough.
Wow.
This is true.
Eating the fireplace.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to
the Christmas
episode of the podcast.
We're all wearing our Christmas outfits.
Yeah.
We're going down. We were at the
Bright and Cheery.
We went down to Frenchtown. We went actually cafe shopping. We're searching for coffee shops. And
it's the richest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But it's not as rich as you would think. So we're coming out of the first coffee shop, I think. And then we saw a guy dressed as Elf, like these middle-aged guys. One was dressed as Elf. One was just very thin Santa. And Santa, they're giggling or doing something weird over on the other side of the street. And what he said, we
call out to him because it's like, Santa, like, Santa, oh, crazy. Elf. And he goes, they're walking into the bar. They go, ho, 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 join us on our bar crawl. And they stumble into the bar.
And they were. And we see them like, what, an hour or two later? On Main Street, taking pictures with kids, and I know the one guy is lit. I mean, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and he had to look.
What day was this?
Oh, was it Saturday?
It was Saturday.
That makes it a bit better.
Well, it was.
It was like a Monday.
They got Buddy the Elf. Whoever was like, I'm Buddy the Elf, was right, because this guy looked exactly like him. And there's never been anyone that looked less like Santa than the dude doing Santa.
It's just Santa where his clothes are just hanging. There's something about shouldn't be any wrinkles or any kind of. Like, it shouldn't look like one of these drapes.
He just went through his whole 30 curtains. Outlet. Well, he had black hair and a black beard that was like sticking out from the little fake beard. Yeah. So it's just like, you're not even trying. I'd like to think that they're not part of it.
He looked more
at
like
all.
Jesus than he did Santa. It's like Jesus in a Santa suit is what he looked
Happy
like.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
But no,
sorry, your party's so lame.
They were pub crawling. They were. Yeah. They were
which is at 11 a.m. That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's just funny. We saw them later. I thought they were just going to go disappear. But nope, they show right back up in your life. They were part of the cast and crew down at Main Street.
They were on break.
I think he might have been the Santa for the whole thing.
Yeah, it's vegan Santa.
That's beautiful.
Is alcohol vegan? Alcohol
that's
is
made
vegan.
From vegetables, right? Yeah.
Some grain.
Some kind of is vodka made with potatoes.
Eggs, whiskey.
Or wheat.
That song.
That's
the only way I know. I didn't know that corn, you could make whiskey out of corn.
Yeah.
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. And there's another part.
Wait a second. You're getting your education from Luke Bryan.
Yeah. Who else would we get it from? When you're homeschooled, you got to find
That's all the science I need.
You got to find your way.
I do know corn makes whiskey.
We have a special guest today, Cole Hawkins, our cousin.
And we're live. Happy to be here. Grateful to be here.
Oh. Wait.
It's a mystery.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. No, sorry. Yay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Can you not hear it?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it.
Okay,
can you hear it?
Yeah, we certainly. You were just playing through all of them.
I heard about 15 different things, and now I'm about to have a seizure. I don't really know what's happening, but.
It's just for effect, Cole. We don't have them. We don't have any kind of structure.
I was prepared for a welcome greeting, and I got a couple mysteries and then a misdirection, so I'm a little confused, but we're going to be good.
Yeah, Cole rocking the Christmas stash. Cole's my nephew, these kids' cousin.
Yep.
And living where now?
We're in Dallas still.
Dallas, yep. Okay, you're still in Dallas. Okay.
Still in Dallas, so we're having fun up there and just graduated a couple days ago, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's ready to have it done.
Proud
from
of you.
Clown school.
This is true. Yeah. I failed my juggling test, but the rest of it was pretty.
It's been a journey, you know? You were in school.
Why do it in four when you can do it in seven? Bit of a mystery.
I was taking 3 credit hours a semester. It was tough.
Actually,
it's like, how do you do it?
Really a strenuous task.
You have a part-time job and 3 hours a semester? How are you? Gosh.
And 45 hours a week in free time. And there we go.
Man, no,
well,
but
congratulations.
Thank you.
You originally dropped out because you wanted to be an actor.
I wanted to do film and acting.
Tell us about that. How was that journey?
I don't know if there's much to tell. Experiences were self-made. You can watch them, and please don't watch them. They were really bad.
Do we have any that we
do
can
you
watch?
Have some on YouTube? Please tell me.
Yes, please.
Tell me.
I think within the first. I think within the first minute, I'm shirtless. What? So that might tell you.
Sorry about that. But, what is it? Don't worry about that.
We're gonna find.
We're gonna
a
find you. Is it just under? Is this you?
That's not
one
me.
Subscriber.
You're gonna find
Boxy Lum.
I think okay. Boxy Lum is.
How about this guy?
That was my high school nickname, actually.
Oh, well.
Boxy Lum.
Boxy Lum.
Ooh, is this you? No.
Yeah, that's once again not me. I'm actually.
Is that your F-150?
I'm hoping you do find it. This
do you
point.
Have one? Let's.
It should just be
what's
my
the name.
Name
of your video? Let's do that.
Try Sweater Weather.
Okay.
Sweater Weather.
Sweater. It's a short one that has some good clips, cool. But some terrible.
Did you have a. Like a ooh, demo reel yes. Kind of thing.
I did have a demo. That's gonna be on Vimeo though. I don't know if you can pull.
All right, y'all. Here we go.
Didn't you film this, Levi?
We did a different one.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's the one. I
was,
yeah,
with the watch.
Yeah, Levi was this a part is... of. Levi was gracious enough to help me in my endeavors.
Oh, is this? Wow. Okay.
And we're live.
Those bow legs.
Look at those.
Yo, chill,
them
bro. Chill.
Legs. Retattoos. So rad.
The emotion.
Thinking about my life as a failed actor. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Alright.
Oh, I thought that was part of the film.
For those who aren't watching, certainly it's not. Cole walking in the woods. He's cold. There's no words.
Pre-mustache.
Now he's like, what's happening? He's looking around. He goes into the trees.
This looks like where I was at about 15 minutes ago.
He flashes his arm tattoo.
Incredibly pink.
He finds a hole.
A rack focus into my sweater.
He finds a sweater. He picks it up.
Picks up sweater. Puts sweater on.
So uncomfortable.
An incredibly close shot.
Walks away with sweater on.
That's it.
Yo, what is this? What
that's
was
awesome.
That?
And we're live.
That was just the range.
The beginning is also the end.
That's I like it.
We can be honest here. You can be honest.
Quite the character arc. It's quite the they kind of call the arc.
As I you guess. Can tell, I'm in Character. Real estate now, so the journey ended very quickly.
Dude.
Did that for about 3 years, got an agent, and then my agent said, actually, a couple months ago, my agent was like, I'm going to have to let you go.
Really?
I said, yeah, that makes sense. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a three-year long journey. I did have a...
That's cool that you did that, though.
I think my claim to fame was being... I did the voiceover of an American soldier in a Japanese war video game, and that was...
That's pretty
wonderful.
Sick.
That was about the extent of, I'm hit! That I could do. Pretty much what it was.
I'm here!
Drinking
wait,
on the
wait, 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 one more time, one more time. Do it a little bit
cut,
like...
Cut!
Yeah,
a little bit like, how do you say?
I'm gonna need it in a Boston accent. I'm hit!
And they let you go.
And we might need to cut that one out, yeah.
Yeah, Cole, we're gonna gotta make room. We got a Labrador Retriever we're working with. he's an up-and-coming dog. I just don't feel like I can give you the time that you deserve. I mean, the I'm hit, that's a high bar. That's a high bar.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we did that for a couple of years, and then we went back to school, rightfully so.
You got
yeah.
A good, it was the right thing to do. You got a good face. You have like a Band of Brothers face.
I've got a good, I can punch that guy face. Yeah. And then, I think that's the extent of where I went with it.
Like, you got a good face like you could be in a pit in a war movie with you. You know,
I had a lot of casting directors tell me, I don't love your hair. And I was like, well, that kind of hurts.
That's pretty brutal.
They don't like your hair. I don't have much hope.
Yeah, dude, do they just like actually tear people apart? Because I feel like that's what they're known for.
To some extent.
You're too fat. Or,
yeah, I had
you
a
know.
Lot of makeup can't cover that that mole. And I was like, wow. Getting a bit aggressive. Is this feeling personal? Did I have I done something?
You're like, this is a voiceover.
Is my mole showing that much?
Yeah. He wasn't even a casting director. He was just, just like, he was the catering. Yeah. You're like,
it was the drunk Santa.
but mommy loves my mole. She said it gave me character.
You aren't you the receptionist in the lobby of this this establishment? Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was a fun time while it lasted.
That's cool though. That's cool that you did it, you know, you tried. And it could not be the end, you know?
We love to live and learn. It's about lessons, you know, but once again, why do it in 7 or why do it in 4 when you can do it in 7? Had to go back to school. Get it.
You got to come on. You got to be on our next movie.
Well, my my major is radio and TV, Cole. So what they don't tell you is you're not going to get paid for 5 years. you're it's just a constant internship. Mm-hmm. And and you think what it is waking up at 4 in the morning and just being there, getting donuts and just filling in for a long, long time. And, you know, I'll say this. I know this is Dallas reference, but I worked at the Hard Rock station. It was called KCPS. It was right across the hall from a new radio station that was starting. This is in the, 90s, called The Ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when they were starting.
KTCK.
So I worked with, Gordon Keith was there, and he was just kind of helping them write and stuff.
Norm Hitchkiss.
And I always think, man, if I would have stayed with that group, that would have been a fun way to go. Because they're still going. They're a great station.
They're amazing.
One of the best sports stations I've ever heard. Sports Radio 1310.
Tim, The Ticket.
But
did you have a name when you were on? Were you like...
No, I was just a writer. Tim, I would go in for... Titan. And I would get... find news things and try to write funny jokes for the DJs.
Cool.
And did some... Actually, one of the things we got that I thought was funny, one of the stories was there was the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
Yeah, you got it.
They had a Santa. It was called Klana Claus. And I wrote, Klana Claus is coming to town. And... Klana Claus is coming. It's what is it? You better watch out. You better not fight. You get lots of toys as long as you're white. Klana Claus is coming to town. What is it? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you've been good. And if you ever see him, just look for the big red hood. Wait, Santa Claus is coming. It's out. Lots of complaints.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Lots of complaints.
Is that is that what got you fired?
No. What got me fired is not going in. That's what usually happened. Most of my jobs, I just didn't show up.
I'm really surprised I never cut the air there.
I'm telling you, it was. Wow. And when you're starting out at anything, it's just a grind and you don't know where to start. And when Heather and I first got married, I got a temp job at, it was called GE Capital Mortgage. Mm. You're basically taking phone calls for people asking them, what's mortgage questions? Yep. Do I look like a mortgage guy? And it was just one after the other, just call after call. And my breaks were longer and longer, like 3 hours. And one day Heather and I were laying in bed. I get a call. Yeah, Tim, this is a temp agency. GE, they called and said they didn't need you to come in anymore. Finally, these people get it. I was like, oh, so depressing. Oh, but now you're up and you feel like real estate and
we're back and we feel like we have a purpose again. That's what I'll say.
Good.
Yeah.
There was a good bit of kind of back and forth, and you try something new, and when it's not going well, it's hard to find the purpose again. So. Went back to school after the pandemic. That was also part of it. The pandemic happened real quick. I got an agent, and then about 2 months later, the pandemic happened. So everything shut down. And Alyssa called me, and she said, you might want to pack your bags. Things are getting a little brisk out here. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to settle
in. She was crying.
Settle in. Yeah. Settle in for the long haul. But the ticket is, I think my dad had told me that you were a part of that in some form or fashion, but
I did a little bit of stuff for them, but that of course we didn't know what it was, but it turned out to be pretty awesome.
Ben and I still, they have, they'll upload a lot of their stuff to Spotify. And so they have their e-brakes, their emergency brakes. Well, they'll any bloopers that they have on air.
Yeah, just wonderful.
Just
what's the
there.
Station?
It's called Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It was AM 1310. And I think they went to FM 2. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, 96.7 FM.
But
yeah, 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas, Texas, is that yep. where it is? Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, speaking of acting, I came across a gem. And it is Christmas time, so I thought
we could
enjoy
some
of this.
Oh, that's one much more. That's... All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
There he is.
Hey, tires squeal. Knees are cracking. Man in red. Probably packing. The season has changed and everything's strange. Santa Claus joined the mafia. Oh, you'll do what he wishes, or you'll sleep with those fishes. It's an offer you'll choose, you can't refuse. Santa Claus joined the mafia. If any of the elves get squealing, Santa's gonna have to hunt them down. He can call Frosty the hitman, and he can do the job while he's in town. With boughs of holly, sing a lot and be jolly and have lots of cheer. Santa Claus joined the mafia. I suggest you leave out some cookies, some cakes, pies, and maybe pumpkin bread. And if you say you don't believe Santa, you'll wind up with a reindeer head in your bed. So be nice, don't be naughty, don't wind up like John Gotti. And be on the nice list, or Santa gets frustrated. Santa Claus joined the mafia. Hey, Santa Claus joined the mafia. Ho, 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 Saint Nicky.
Yes.
There we go.
Incredible. You know,
that was shot at that place on Denton Square. That little
is it the up,
bar
the upstairs bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell I got my acting skills. Wow. They run in the family here.
Yeah, for sure.
On one
Todd,
side specifically.
He was killing it.
He's really
Todd is killing very funny. Yeah. He's I don't think. Do you realize?
Certainly.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yeah. He's hilarious. Yeah.
When Todd like laughs at your jokes, it's like the best feeling ever.
Certainly.
Oh yeah,
you know,
because Todd and Olivia laugh exactly the same. They do the shoulder.
yeah, we do. Which I just found out the last time he was in town because I was like, I always get made fun of by my friends for laughing like that.
You do?
Yeah.
They
oh
call
my
you
gosh.
Out for this?
And so when I was with him, I was like, that's where I get it. I was
yes.
like, oh my god,
you're the culprit.
That's where
he's
I get
the,
it.
He really, he bends
really
over and he's got the...
gives into that. It's so great. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a lifelong achievement when you get him to really cackle.
It feels good.
It's about once a year that something as funny as for it to make him
really.
Laugh,
oh my god.
Yeah, Brent. Funny enough, seems to be he's got the most character in our family. A lot of us are very boisterous and extroverted and things.
Now, wait a second. Let me think because there's five boys and Aaron obviously is not funny at all. I don't know. Is he a little funny? I mean,
I'm going to send him this clip specifically.
I just don't. I always just picture him just wanting all the M&Ms.
What?
Aaron was a kid when he was little. Cole's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He would give him M&M. He goes, I want the whole package. I want the whole package. So I don't, because it seems like all my four kids have totally different senses of humor.
Yeah.
Funny in their own way. It was that the same way with you guys?
I think Ben was probably where I took after a lot of my personality.
Yeah.
And was he was always the life of the party, the boisterous one, the extroverted, you know, had friends. And so I kind of took after him, me, Ben, and Adam. So Ben and Adam are the second and third. And I think both of them and I are probably the most.
Yes.
You know, you put us in a circumstance, like at the wedding, it was like, you put us in a circumstance where there's a lot of people that we can entertain.
Yeah,
and
you can turn it on.
It's easy
they
for
They are
us
the
to
purpose. I mean, we've talked about our wedding party that we have as Hawkins and like the dancing. Cole and Adam and Ben are like the They're the ultimate. They're the pinnacle of the dance circle.
Yeah, it's when
we're
we
all
get
just trying to be
our
as good
four
as
kids
them,
and
you, know?
You five guys together at a wedding reception. It's off the chain. Yeah. And Luke, I mean, you've joined in, just merged right in too.
Yeah.
Am I right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is so insane and fun.
I mean, we were at Caleb's wedding 2 weeks ago or a week ago or whatever, and I just had all of these moms coming up to me and being like, who are those boys? And I'd be like, oh, those are my cousins. They're like, aren't they just a hoot? They'd just be like, oh my gosh. And look at the ladies all looking at them. Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh yeah. And then they just could not get over it. Yeah,
is
like,
that is
they're
that
so charismatic.
I would think that's something that's very attractive to women is a
confidence
dude who can rip up the dance floor.
They're very confident.
Am I right? Very confident. Almost too confident. Almost like...
Or it's a little scary.
We did have a time. There was one wedding where Aaron and I, we were out and the dance circle had started, which typically we try to minimize the dance circles. We don't want anybody...
No dance circles.
Nobody wants to feel uncomfortable. It's you get one person in there. And then
a kid gets in there and just starts spinning.
And he's been taking dance classes for the last 16 years. Yeah. We don't... It's a little uncomfortable. But Aaron and I got in there and it was getting a little... We were up on each other and having some fun. And we get out of the...
Having some fun.
As brothers do. And we get out and a mom came up to us and she goes, I got to tell you guys, so many people have been coming up to me and they're going, are those guys gay?
Okay. Okay, can I tell you something? Can we...
Before I tell the story, should I tell the story?
Please. No,
continue, nowhere. I'm sorry. You continue, but...
We're in the movie 300. We've been kicked down the abyss. We just might as well fall.
Okay, wait.
Wait. I haven't finished and then...
Are you done?
No, haven't finished.
Okay, please.
So wait, okay, so you're getting on each other.
What I like to do is when I'm telling a punchline, I like to just be quickly interrupted.
I thought the gay was the punchline.
Correct, yes. Yes, she goes, they're not gay, they're just the Hawkins.
And okay, there you go. That's
going to be...
Well, this floats perfectly into Olivia's story.
That's going to be our
motto. When we were, you know, when we were all dancing last weekend at the wedding, then we went out because we wanted to dance more. So we were dancing, and Cole is up on this stage with a wife beater on, and he has these, like, funky glasses, and he's just going crazy.
At this wedding last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a second, you have a what? A tank top on?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. By the end of the night, awesome. You know, has a tank top on. And we're like at a, I don't know what you would call it.
Is this like a bar that had a DJ?
It's like a tiki thing.
Yeah.
Tiki bar. So I was like, we were all dancing, having fun. And Cole's been up there for like 20 minutes. And there's this group. It's like two girls and a guy. And I hear them at the like corner. They're like, he's definitely gay. And she's like, she's like, for sure gay. And I like hear them. And I'm like, hey guys, he's not gay. They're like, he's definitely gay.
They're like, look at that stash.
I was like, no, he's my cousin. I can guarantee you he's not gay. And then Ben gets up there and they're like, he is. Because they're dancing on each other, you know. I was like, once again, they're brothers. I was
like, they're so gay that they're not. It's like it goes back and, you know.
I was like, bro.
We're a little too confident. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. If you get too much confidence, people are going to think you're
gay. They're going to take a turn. But
yeah.
But yeah, Brett seems to be he's truly the funniest of us all. He's got more of the wit.
Brett's so funny.
In any circumstance, he's the only person that I could honestly say every time he texts me, it doesn't even have to be in person. If he sends me a text, I'm laughing out loud. It is
just in what everything. He writes or like memes he sends, all that kind of stuff.
It's he doesn't really ever send memes. It's always the way that he writes his text backs, his responses, or even just his reactions to things are... He's got a different level of comedy. Whereas me and Ben and Adam, it's all going to be about the, you know, the mediocrity or the ridiculousness of a circumstance that we're going to make fun of. But
good night.
Yeah, most of the time they'll be riffing. I remember as a kid, and they're just riffing and laughing. I have no idea what they're saying. Like, no idea. But I'll just, like, sit there and be like,
I was. I texted Brett last week because, what was it for? I was trying to see. It's weird because my Facebook... He's the administrator of my Facebook. It was like 10 years ago, but I still have it. I still have a control of it. I don't even know how to log into my Facebook. So when I have to get the password, it goes to his phone. So I'm like, hey, this is stupid, but hey, they're going to send you code. And he tried, well, try this. And I don't know, Tim, where this is and that. And I'm texting him back. He goes, oh, sorry, I think my dad's having a stroke. I'm taking him to the hospital. And I'm like, I'll see about, don't worry about the Facebook password. He texts back later, hey, sorry about that. Did you get that figured out? Hey, how's your dad doing, by the way? So
does he remember his own life over the past year?
It's just so funny. But Todd is fine. Todd is fine.
But it was just a good time. Gosh. And yeah.
But I mean, he's so nice.
He's just hilarious.
He doesn't even have to. He was always cool. He was just always some people try, and he's always been a cool guy.
I think Brett's for about awesome. 22 years of my life, I was trying, and then I finally hit the point of like, I don't have to live up to anybody. What all these guys are doing, I can kind of be my own self. Well, and then it became
fun. I think you're the voice guy, right? You're more the voice guy.
Do a little bit.
One of the funniest characters I've ever heard is Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stone Cold Cream Austin.
Yeah.
What is it called? What is it? Stone Cold
Steve Stone Austin.
Cream Austin.
Stone
it's
Cold
as if Stone
Austin.
Cold Steve Austin. Open a Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, if the wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin was working at Stone Cold
Me
Creamery.
And my brothers used to watch his, he had a show. I don't even know what station it was on, whatever it was, but you got 32,000 acres of terrain out here. You're gonna haul it. So then we did a character as if Stone Cold Steve Austin opened a Cold Stone Creamer, and he was, for some reason, I don't know that he wasn't the owner. He was behind the station.
He was making the snacks.
He was working. He really hit a rough batch, and he needed some extra cash. He was working for minimum wage. We got small, medium, and bad ass. You got 2 scoops of holy hellacious chocolate. Holy hell!
Working at Stone Cold Creamery. Oh
my lord!
What was it? What was the place called? Marble Crab Slammer. Heather called it Marble Cream Slabbery. Marble. Let's go to Marble Cream Slabbery. Good night.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, so that's had some good times. These boys, even when they were kids, all you guys were little kids. They would just be around just dancing and on tables and stuff. And
yeah, it was fun to remember.
Levi, that was probably your first memory, just dancing with your siblings and your cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was always when there was always a party at their house because we'd go, because I don't really remember when I lived in Texas and we would go. Like, I remember some of it, but then when we'd visit, it'd be during the holidays. So we'd always try to make it fun, and we'd have like these dance parties. Like up in their upstairs area, and it would be like, looking back, it was probably 12 people, but it felt like 50. Mm-hmm. It felt like 50 people just dancing their hearts out for 3 hours, but it was just like 9 of us just like blasting whatever music, and then it was always wild.
Yeah, because Levi was kind of talking about the different games we would make up and the games we would play, and one of the ones I remember is. At y'all's old house was with a mattress. So one of the boys would like hold like a single mattress and we'd whip it around and you have to jump over the mattress.
Yeah.
And I remember I was probably like 4 or 5. I was just little, you know, whatever. And the boys were a lot bigger than me. And there was a time Adam had the mattress and he was, you know, he's strong and he was like a teenager at this point. Whacks me against the wall, hits me, I fly, I hit the wall, I like get the wind knocked out of me. I'm just remember being on the ground without breath for
there's a 5-year-old imprint in the wall,
like, in the drywall.
We didn't tell you, we had to replaster that.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it was so fun. We'd always make just fun games. And
yeah, we used to have that love big
love sack,
basically.
It's a big bean bag. Yeah,
Cole, your bread's finished.
Oh,
that looks good.
Baby. That's yours. We definitely. I set a timer. I don't know.
Put it right here. Is it hot?
No.
Wait.
It looks really well done, actually.
It looks like a chocolate biscotti.
Biscotto. Wow, that's like caramelized.
I just want to clarify. I did let some people know. That was in the oven.
You could build a gingerbread house.
I don't want to take entire blame for this, but
are
I
you guys check the oven here? Okay, no, you guys, all right.
You guys want to build a sourdough bread house?
A burnt sourdough
burnt
bread
sourdough
house.
Burnt sourdough bread house.
Hey, it's a big tradition in the Hawksy family. Burnt sourdough bread house.
Hey.
Get the peanut butter. We need some spackle. We need a... Seriously, hey, Luke, go make...
It's
we are making a burnt sourdough bread house tonight.
It's just a bunch of chopped up hot dogs in a bread bowl.
The
air was a little too clean in here. We had to dirty it up a little bit.
You can't even smell it now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
my wild. Hands are just all grease now.
That is so
for 5 seconds.
I'm going to take responsibility. That one's on me there. That one's definitely on me. Yeah.
I have something that's... I think is interesting, Beeman. If
oh yeah, you want the
do you
song?
Know how to play the song?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting. But will you think it's interesting?
Okay, we're on Main Street on Saturday at this, you know, of course, in the cafe thing. We're in our fourth cafe, and it's a really nice one with some pastries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost done with our, you know, at our table. And there's a guy next to us. He pulls up. He has this like cinnamon roll, and with a crumbled cinnamon on top or what? It was a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
And he was eating it like an apple.
No. Nah.
That's wrong, right?
Yeah,
that's wrong.
That guy's a cereal
to eat it in your hand and just biting out of the side of it.
Yeah.
It's like, that is not how you eat a cinnamon roll.
That guy's murdered people.
There's a criminal offense.
Sure.
There's a way to do it. You peel the cinnamon, right?
Yeah. Certainly.
You take peels and then you rip and you eat,
work your way
to the center.
But which way was the cinnamon roll? Was it like, was the twirl towards his face?
I don't know if that's a
face?
Specification that needs to be clarified.
It does.
It does a little bit.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference? It was either going right or left.
Okay. The difference is if he's eating it like a sandwich style and the top is glazed, then he's just
that's
like,
fine.
Then he's had a rough day.
Yeah.
And if he's eating it from the top.
It's almost like he's holding a softball. not holding it like... He's holding it like this. Like,
yeah.
It's so calming
it. The difference is because if he did it that way, then he just killed somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a psychopathic.
Like, that's like all bets are off. Like all, you know, no cares.
Yeah.
Anymore.
If you're eating it from the top, you're just like, all of my family is gone. It's just me. And you go, all I have is this.
Right.
It is a last resort.
The last of me.
Nobody, like, there's nobody left in the world that cares about me enough to tell me not to eat a cinnamon roll this way.
Right.
So it has to be done.
Yeah. Like, if you're eating your first bite is the center of it, then I got questions.
Somebody hurt this man pretty deeply.
Yeah, he's got a deep wound.
Well, because the best part is, I think the best part is the very center, where it's like all of the cinnamon and all of the thing has just like kind of funneled to.
Yes.
Because like the outside is dry and you have to get past the outside. And then you get to the middle, and that's the best part. But if you go middle first, then you have to eat the outside last.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think the middle consists of about 95% of the calories in a total.
Oh, it's got to be.
Yeah, I do.
In
I
a
do
total
too.
Cinnamon roll.
It's got to be.
I agree with that. But it just seemed like, and I people do eat weird. I don't think we pay enough attention to it. And I think we need to step in. I should have, I've been like, hey, what are you doing?
No,
I mean, I
real.
Almost, I was like, yeah, it bothered me.
Yeah.
It bothered me. You don't need
to
send.
You should have gone up to him.
All the tender loving care it took to make that thing, and you're just jumping right in, this, eating it like a turnip.
Well, you ever watch like old people eat? It's similar to that. Like all the
older
time.
Than me.
Yeah, but like I mean, there's a certain level because I feel like I've watched young people eat, and it's just like there's always kind of like you kind of have this feeling like someone's watching you, like you kind of be on your guard a little bit.
Right.
But old people, like I was at a diner.
Yeah.
And this guy, I've never seen anyone like. He just grabbed a fork and just poked everything and then just had a bite and then just kept eating like that. Like he just picked one of everything and then just kind of threw it at his face.
Oh, he's eating everything together.
Like he just eats everything. Like he doesn't like, you know, I'm going to eat my eggs and then I'm going to eat the, like this thing. He just kind of like does like a big scoop and just.
Yeah. He did time.
Yeah. That's
prison eating.
For sure.
He's also just prison. He's got a pamphlet with a list of names next to him.
He's just crossing them off.
Officer, this man killed my daughter. Prove it. He eats everything.
Have you seen him eat?
Yeah.
Like, oh, case closed.
Need I say more?
He goes, ugh, just lock him up just because.
We've seen all we need to see here.
You guessed it. Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone.
Yeah, we have a friend and he is like his job is construction. So he's like pretty manly, you know, like whatever. But he eats like he was eating a Chipotle bowl like this. with his pinky out.
Oh.
Eli. I was like, Eli.
With a fork?
Yeah, he had a fork and he just has his bowl, you know, and he just has his pinky out. And I realized he has, every time he eats or drinks anything, his pinky's out.
He's always out.
And I'm like, this is the most dainty thing to do for who you are. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Maybe his finger's just dislocated.
It just doesn't make sense.
Probably.
A brick fell on it this morning. Yeah. That's okay.
But it's like, he's like, I literally never noticed. I never knew.
Well, mom called me out because apparently I drink stuff like I did when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
it's adorable.
I don't even know how I do it.
Here's how you do it. Like, if you can see this on video, of course, you do it like this.
Oh, you do. You do.
And I'm like, are you telling me?
Like, you put your nose in the glass. That's how your nose is all the way in the glass.
Well, because I don't want to knock my head back whenever I drink. So I just like I dip my lip underneath it.
I don't know if there's a justification for this.
There isn't, but that's just my thought process. But I didn't realize that translated so like visibly. I thought it was just like, that's how I drink it. It's fine. And then I looked at myself doing it. I'm like, I'm a grown man drinking like I'm 3 years old.
Yeah.
I go,
that'd be
the
tough
entire
so
wine funny. Glass around. Come,
yeah,
around.
It's just whole mouth.
I'm like, why am I single? Drinking like it's like I'm sucking my thumb.
All right, come, Mr. Bond. You enjoy killing it just as much as I do. cut. come, Mr. Bond.
I watched, and then the best part was I watched Zealand. Gosh. I'm like, this guy drinks just like me. this guy just goes, yeah. It'll look straight at you. I'm like, bro, this is why we're friends.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's so good.
That was a rude awakening.
Yeah, you have not grown out of that. Keep that.
I was about to say, I would ask, did any of them have tendencies growing up that have lasted the length of their lives?
Well, Olivia had it was I wouldn't go and call it a speech impediment. Would you call it a speech impediment?
I couldn't say Oz.
Yeah, she would say Oz.
Yeah.
That she when she said
it comes
tootsie,
up sometimes.
Tootsie whoa.
Yeah. Mm.
And you took speech
therapy.
Was that Vicky that did helped you with that?
Yeah.
So how long did that?
I had that thing for like eight mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. Mm. Then I think I did it from 8 to 9, and I didn't have it.
Because I've heard adults talk like that. I guess they, you know.
Well, yeah, it's like that thing. Some people, the parents just won't help it because they think it's cute, and then you're like 21 years old. Yeah. And you have Jordy Norwine, who is one of Spencer's friends, who comes over and goes, "Hi, Miss Heddle. How are you, Miss Heddle?" And mom goes, "Oh, hi, Jordy." Yes. And he goes, "Are you making fun of me?"
isn't it because he had like, is there some sort of like surgery he had?
I think he had some kind
I'm
of.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. He had some sort of like, it's like an actual disability because of a surgery.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, and he had something with his throat. So
Yeah, she gets a pass on that one. Yeah, I would have done the same thing. I was going to say the exact same, but she jumped in quickly. I would have done the same thing.
Oh, will we? How old are we?
You ever someone tells a joke that you were thinking and that doesn't respond well, so you go, "Ah, dude, what the heck?" I was thinking, mine was worse. Like,
loser. Yeah, comedy is a risk.
Yeah,
comedy is a risk.
Yeah,
lay your life down on the line for a good joke.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, I think we were talking about eating also. It's like your dad eating cereal. You've seen that?
I haven't seen that.
It's
wait, please don't.
It's so like Neanderthal. It's like he eats it. I like that, and he eats so fast because cereal's the most best thing ever, right? And he just shoves it in. You got the milk coming down, and he'll sniff. He'll sniff. He'll go. Like, what are you doing?
What creature is attacking?
Wait a second.
No one said anything about this ever. You've been going on for 50 plus years doing this.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining a Raisin Bran Crunch getting slurped down by my dad.
Oh, yeah.
A grape nut?
You know, breathe it in. Like, oh, it's you gotta see it. And I don't know. He probably doesn't eat cereal anymore.
Oh,
wow.
And I don't either because it's Of course, it's the most, the greatest thing
it's
ever.
It's the greatest thing ever.
See, I think that would be when you think, oh, I'm going to do this diet for 3 months and I'm going to have a treat. Like, I think now it would just be a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than like waking up from an afternoon nap and then like eating a bowl of cereal.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if there's another like breakfast food. If there's another food item that I would eat.
Yeah.
It could be 9 a.m. It could be 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's the quickest.
It's always
Let me just
good.
Throw this together.
Always good.
I'm right. telling you, I feel yeah. like the older you get, the more you have to hide the fact that you really just yes. want to drink milk.
Wait.
Okay.
I was on.
Wow.
What? No, hear me out.
Wait a second.
I was, a bit of a turn.
I said this earlier, but I had like a latte, and how I'm like, this is a full glass of milk that I'm drinking. But I made it hot, and I put it in something. He's like, you make it hot, you put it in something bitter. Now it's like, it's adult. It's fine.
Here's a real question, Levi. How much milk are you drinking in one day?
Like at least a gallon. In a span of 2 days, if nobody's in the house, I'm drinking a whole gallon. Drinking a whole gallon.
Every Kroger in St. Louis it knows who you are.
They go, hey, oh gosh.
Are you seriously?
We're out. We're out.
Day?
We have
you
none.
Came back this morning.
We're out. We don't have any. What are you talking about? I'm going to get eggs. No, you're not. We don't have any milk. Please leave us alone.
The milk guy.
How do you drink that
milk?
Hey.
How do you drink the milk? Just I drink it
as God made me.
Take the jug.
Yeah. Ew, I ate that.
Well, maybe that realization was purely just for me.
We do have a friend. His dad drinks actually 6 gallons of milk a week.
Yeah.
Six?
Yes.
Yep.
Six. Yep.
He's trying to become a cow.
Every week.
I drink maybe one
Think
glass.
Think of his bones, though.
I drink one glass a year.
Yeah.
And I'm not lying.
If even.
Maybe.
For me.
Like, yeah. I'll say, oh, I'll have a glass of milk with this cookie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I'm not. Yeah. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
I used to drink more. But yeah. Now I think because I'm an adult. So.
Do you think Santa's lived so long because all he drinks is milk?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no secret. I feel like everybody that I know that's like, they've lived to 100 are all like smokers and drinkers.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I just have like as many cigarettes as I want all the time. And I drink at least 3 glasses of whiskey every night.
Yeah.
And they're like, and how are you alive? And they go, I don't really know, but I'm not really too fond of being here anymore.
Yeah. I would like for it to be.
The Lord could just take
you. They're like, I'm trying my best. I've heard that doctors say that this kills you and it simply doesn't. And I don't know.
That's the only reason I've been drinking this for all of these years.
If you would have told me that this would have kept me alive this long. Yeah.
It's like you get up from sleep, you open your eyes. Dang it! Come on!
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I probably drink less orange juice. I may drink a glass of orange juice once every 3 years.
Yeah.
I used to drink that a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
A lot of, well, that and was it Capri Sun?
Oh,
not
yeah.
Capri Sun, it was
Sunny D.
Sunny D.
Oh, yeah.
Which is that, it's just orange. It's not orange juice.
What is Sunny D?
I don't
what
know, but
that?
Every time you drink it, I think it like burns a layer of skin going down your throat.
I have to realign my stomach for the next
real.
Find a new way.
It's instant acid reflux. Gosh. It's horrible.
Those in whatever was in those barrels, like the barrel drink that was different colors, I've never felt worse in my life.
Yeah.
And it was probably because I had like 9, but still, it was like... You just drink it. I'm like, this is not supposed to be here.
Weren't they
like,
different colors?
Yeah. There was like a purple, like a neon purple.
Blue. And
the cat.
It would glow. It was really cool.
It was either diesel fuel or rocket fuel.
Okay, what were the Kool-Aid?
Right.
The
flavors. It's Kool-Aid a petroleum
one. Oh, it was even worse. Are you talking about like...
The Kool-Aid that you twist off the top.
Yeah.
The plastic.
The wax?
And they're all the different colors.
Oh,
they're like
after
blue and red.
After every lower school baseball game.
Yes.
Before just, you go to the Chili's queso with the meat. You had some orange slices and a... And a Kool-Aid twist-off pouch.
Yep.
Yeah, those were just
See,
gross.
I'm too old for that. It's a twist. What was it? Kool-Aid.
It was Kool-Aid. So it looked like a cola bottle.
It was
I'll look at, yeah.
It was a, it looked like a cellophane bottle that you would twist.
Yeah,
off.
It was.
Kool-Aid.
It looked like what you should not be drinking.
Right. Yeah. And they just gave it to kids.
Kool-Aid twist-off. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these things were awesome.
They're about as healthy for you as a baby
Amazing.
Bottle pop was.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's why our soldiers died in battle, so we could drink that.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking yesterday because we went to Grandma's house and she always makes the best treats, and she had poppy seed bread, and I just remember being a kid and like we would always go there, and she'd have every treat imaginable, and then by the end of the night, I'd be like, why do I feel so horrible?
Right.
And be like, oh, I ate like a full. poppy seed bread alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And like 12 of those peanut butter balls.
It's like, what, was that straight? Like, was that straight mayonnaise?
Yeah.
I learned
on the side of your tongue.
No wonder. I feel like trash.
I learned how to like time when I would eat my peanut butter balls because I knew if I ate them all at once, mom would get mad at me. So I had to go in and I had to eat as many as I could if nobody was in the room. But I always had one in my hand and one in my mouth so that I knew that I could just say, I'm only having two. So I go, ow, 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 and I go, and I would just, and I would walk away with the one and I'd chew on it. So it looks like I was just eating, like that was the first bite that I took, knowing that there's like nine. So I had to like time it and like leave and walk out and like sneak. And then I would like walk and like go like, hey, what's going on in this living room? Just to see if anyone was in the kitchen.
I'm pretty sure we all have eating disorders. I'm pretty positive that means.
I call it the M&M 500. You have bowls of M&Ms around the room, and I'm just walking around, you know, to each ball and just constantly going around.
Oh yeah,
I want to do a science experiment where we take a handful of peanut butter balls back to 17th century Victorian England, and just see what it does to a couple of farmers.
Just throw them out.
See how their bodies react.
It would die.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think they would enjoy that.
It would turn to violence as soon as they're gone.
They become currency.
They would pass out because they had too much sugar, wake up, and then just fight because they're like, we need more. And you go, I don't have any more. And then you wouldn't make it.
We were talking about, was that me, you, and Spencer last night that were talking about grandma making a, we didn't realize until like, I didn't know until a couple months ago that she was making grilled cheese sandwiches with a full stick of butter. Yeah. Per
what?
Sandwich.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a per full sandwich. Stick of butter.
Yeah.
Per sandwich.
That's the French way. It's just sugar and
well,
butter.
Well, no wonder they're the best thing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's.
Wow.
It's a guaranteed win.
That's amazing.
It's just a little bit of bread with butter.
And then I sleep for 17 hours.
Yeah. You're like, why do I feel so tired? Yeah.
Your arms are just flailing around. Can somebody pick up the remote? I don't know. What do you want to watch? I don't care.
Nothing matters.
Give me a blanket.
Well, I was thinking about that too. It's like Grandma and Coach, they just kind of have it like set up exactly the way that they want their like house set up. Mm-hmm. So that's the process of things. Like if you go into the kitchen, you'll eat like a full stick of butter and a grilled cheese, and then you immediately have a room where you can go sit down on a couch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sit down on the couch with the full golf club set.
The full golf club set
sitting
right
in
there.
The corner still.
Well, you clean the golf. Well,
there's
clean
like
the
30 golf clubs in one bag.
There's about three sets of golf clubs in that bag. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then grandma's got her living room so that she can knit and she can watch her shows, and they just have it so where they can eat food and then just like fall asleep and then doing exactly what they want to do.
Yeah. I think there's no wasted space.
No.
I think it was 6:30 this morning when I was woken up by grandma with the phrase, I've got some banana bread in the fridge if you're hungry at all. And I said, I'm going to need about 6 hours before I dive into some desserts here. Can I get a bowl of cereal or maybe an egg? Maybe just one egg.
Just egg.
I think that's going to help my body.
Just some water. Maybe some water.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
A couple of cubes
of ice
in it.
A little heavy from the Sloppy Joe last night.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe, yeah. Yeah. Are you guys going to be gone today for a couple hours? I'm going to destroy your toilet.
I'm going to need to exercise a couple things out of
myself.
That's
what she said. What did she say? She said, we have Sloppy Joes and they're real messy. Oh, you only knew.
They're sloppy.
And they were.
Sloppy steaks.
But didn't it feel like, what I loved about last night going over to mom and dad's, you just go in the kitchen and you're just like, you just feel like you're right on top of each other. This is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's almost like you're in one of those little ice fishing huts, you know, 30 people just like, wow.
The best, though.
Oh, well, it's like, It really did. We haven't had a night like a holiday season. Like everyone there for dinner, and then immediately we go down to the basement, and then just mess with everything that's in the basement. Like they had the karaoke set. I'm like, I'm turning off the karaoke set right now.
Okay, Dad has this. It's a PV. You know, the old PV karaoke machine, and this was cool back in the day because on cassettes. You could drop the voice, you know, you could turn the knob and it'll drop the voice and you could sing with different cassettes and stuff. So Levi gets on it. Do you hear him last night singing?
Oh,
so Levi puts full reverb on.
Yeah, just horrible. Just horrible.
I can't even explain what that sounded like, but it was
very
funny.
You can crank the reverb and it's just like, it's the most
house.
Delayed, but it's so loud.
It sounded
so cool.
It sounded like Levi jutted his head into a missile silo. Yeah, there was a lot of things going
just
on.
Just sing as loud as I can when people are trying
start
to play.
Start spreading the news.
There's like nine people trying to play pool, and then like Holland is throwing toys at everybody, and the TV's just like blaring some channel that nobody knows who turned the TV on. This is on.
There's golf from 1996. Tiger Woods winning the 2001 Open.
Someone's in that like the workout thing, yeah. The little like pole, yeah. The little string workout thing.
Yeah, Tiger Woods when he had the will to live. Remember those days? You ever see him now? He just looks like he's playing golf with his son all the time, which he loves, but he's just like,
that's so yeah. True.
I have to swing this frigging club one more time. He's like, whoa.
He's like 30 surgeries.
I need to learn how to read. I wouldn't try something else.
That's what they don't talk about. It's like golf is something is like you could play forever and you don't have to retire from. But in his case, he's just like, he's got to keep playing.
Yeah, I think when you shatter your legs and your back, it's probably it makes it a little bit tougher. Yeah, to play yeah.
No kid, how is he still walking, man? He still has a little bit of a limp, but he's still out there, man.
I mean, all these other sports, it's like they retire and you're like, yeah, like that. Of course, you play football and you retire at like 34. Yeah. And then Tiger Woods is like, he's going to retire. Like all those guys retire and play golf. And then Tiger Woods retires and plays more golf. Just like, I can't wait to.
Well, I guess I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
That's actually a great point. Like, that what is... do like professional golfers do when they retire? Yeah. Like...
yeah. Play more golf.
They go to work. They go to a real job. Yeah.
I guess I'll sit
get an office job.
Sweet, all the time to do what I've been doing for 50 years. Nice.
Might as well dial in the flat stick now.
You're like, is that Tiger Woods handing out small business loans at Bank of America?
Right. Working at Stone Cold Creamery. you gotta make some putts. Make the putts. I just gotta make putts.
You know, that's great. I'll take the double fudge, please.
We got 14 flavors that'll rock your world.
We got small, medium, and son of a gun.
It's incredible. I wish you would do an infomercial of that, you know.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like white,
yeah.
Just a white backdrop.
I mean, I know that sweater weather is going to be hard to top.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think you need to, just for fun.
The bar's raised pretty high. It's pretty high.
He had that show, television show, where he would like people. It was like... he'd have challenges and stuff.
Yeah. It was like a fitness thing. He
wasn't
bring,
it like
he
a military test kind of? Like
kind
they would
of,
do
yeah.
Some
they'd be out in the desert somewhere
the,
and ring that
the
bell.
Ball yeah. And all that.
But then you'd have the one guy that's working a 9-to-5 who weighs about 140 pounds and he's like, you're going to carry this 130-ton weight for 65 miles and you got to find it in your gut. It's in your core.
Yeah. He don't have no quit in him. You ain't got a lot of quit. I can see it.
I don't want to do that. What? Ring a bell? Is that ropes? How do you climb on ropes?
Makes it about 15 yards before his ACL is torn. Oh my God.
Get up.
He didn't have it in his gut. It wasn't in his score.
I mean, what was he? Was he an athlete? I'm guessing he was an athlete, right?
Wasn't he WWE
what was his
or
history?
Something?
I think he played football before. I don't know what his... Okay.
Wasn't he WWE?
Well, I mean, before that.
Oh,
before
I
he
think
was
his profession
wrestler.
Before was just HGH. The amount of how much
just working
HGH,
out.
How much TRT can you fit in your system before it sends you down a bad road?
Professional wrestler.
WWE Raw. I get up and drink a big glass of TR. what is it called?
TRT.
TRT.
That trend keeps the life going.
I need a straw for my testosterone drink.
The Broken Skull Challenge.
Broken Skull. Welcome to the Broken Skull Ranch.
There it is.
Oh. I guess we can just watch it. But.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my.
Jeez. These people look like crazy fit, though.
Yeah, I think 9 out of 10 contestants had a lacerated spleen by the end of the show.
Yeah.
He was, dude.
That happens a lot on this show. A lot of lacerated spleens.
I said it once, I'll say it again. They didn't have it in their core.
Well, he broke his liver. Yeah, broken liver. Dang it. Cut.
Just in time for you to come on down to the Broken Skull Creamery. Gold Stone.
Have you seen that, like, there was a girl on, like, a TikTok video, and she got in her car, and she's like, and she's just ripped, you know, that CrossFit-y kind of bodybuilder look, and she just came to the realization that, guy, I don't think guys like this.
Yes, I saw that.
I don't think they do. And yeah. I'm here to tell you, we really don't.
Yeah, because she was like, I have tattoos everywhere, like, I'm buff. And she's like, I don't see anyone with a wife that looks like me. Like,
no, it's more like, of a circus act at that point.
But I'm like, I'm sure there's someone out there that would love that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but I'm sure.
It's the guys I know are like the smallest dudes.
Yeah, like, it's like the small like guys want women. The buff you're like, women, yeah.
No. Nuh-uh. You're 90 pounds. He goes, yeah, I need a balance. He goes, I got to think generationally here.
Yeah. If my kids want a chance.
I need good genetics. It's like,
yeah, I need childbearing hips, not hips that can squat 800 pounds. That's too much hip. I need just the basic meat and potatoes hips. You know, just kind of a normal size cervix.
Not necessarily that they were made by meat and potatoes, but more of just your generic meat and potato hips.
Just a mom and pop kind of, you know, no nonsense hip. None of this...
I don't know how else to describe it to you. I'm losing it. Yeah. My descriptive powers are losing it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
So that's the guy. Okay, we were going to talk about Wonka. You said, but we never talked about Wonka.
Right.
They're making another one,
right?
Which I love.
I mean, those are our favorite movies.
I like the Johnny Depp one.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I know your favorite movie of all time is Willy Wonka.
Is the first one.
Yeah.
Because the first one was called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the next, that was called Charlie.
And the Chocolate Factory.
And this, the new one's called just Wonka.
Yeah. And so there's lots of controversy because everyone's like, there's this guy who's Jeremy Allen White.
That is.
Who looks just like.
That is Gene Wilder.
Just looks the same.
Yeah. Is he a Brit?
See if there's a. I mean, they look.
It's pretty shocking.
That's
and people are like, this guy's right here, right in front of you, and you choose Timothy.
But I mean,
but whatever.
Is Timothy Chalamet supposed to be like? Well, no, because he's supposed to be like the original.
Yeah,
they do like the whole like
look at
stuff
that.
Like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty spot on.
It's crazy. So, anyways, I thought that was actually interesting because I was like, dude, like, what?
I love that when two people look alike that it just had they have to be related. There's no other. Yeah. There's no other reason for it.
And then you see
grandfather claim debunked. Was he 600 years older than him? I'm confused.
Yeah. And then you see people who are related and they don't look anything alike.
Yeah.
And then you see me and Ben and you go
makes sense. Okay. Well, there's a couple.
Yeah, it fits.
Yeah. Maybe not everybody, but.
Man.
Well, now Brett, your oldest brother is working for like Dr. Seuss or something.
Yeah.
I guess we like to put it as he's the voice of Dr. Seuss. He basically runs all of the accounts. So the Instagram, he makes the posts and is making all the captions for them.
Right.
I think all the Twitter is run by him too. So basically anything, that's if you're amazing. Seeing anything that's still being put out by Dr. Seuss, it's probably.
Interesting.
Wow. How did he get that job? Do you know?
I think he had a friend that was working for them. And so he was being brought on as a contractor for a couple of small things, and then they liked his work, and so
now I heard that Dr. Seuss did not like children.
Interesting.
That was the word on the street.
Huh.
What? Which I don't care. I mean, I don't either. But I get it. No, I do.
Okay.
He didn't like kids.
He didn't like kids.
Is that just one of those things? Like people are just.
Is that just a rumor?
Is it just a rumor? Is that just a farce? Is that just
has it been proven?
Is that just a farce? Is someone like, nah, they probably didn't like kids. I was like,
yeah, it's like,
yeah.
No, Spencer will do that. He'll go like, I was like, we were running, and I'd heard that when you run and you taste metal in your mouth, like it's something around like the blood in your like lungs or something like that. There's like a bunch of these tiny little things that pop, and it's like blood.
The capillaries.
Capillaries that pop, and Spencer just goes, no, no, it's not real.
Yeah. It's not true.
I was like, oh, what is it? He goes, I don't know. Just not.
And then
like,
5 seconds
I wish
later,
I had more of that.
That is true.
That is true. I go, what are you talking about? I was like, I thought it was fake. And he goes, yeah, I don't know. So I wonder if it's one of those situations. They're like, actually, Dr. Seuss hates kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah, that's what they said. I mean, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Who's they?
I heard that.
Yeah. That's how rumors get started.
You just need one person to back you and be like, yeah, I think that's true. And you go, oh, well, all right.
Nightmare that I had about the green eggs and ham I was eating, that they speech this into existence.
The great thing about him, he would just make up words.
Oh, yeah.
He was such a genius. I was reading the book, what is it, ABC, the ABC book. A, what begins with A? Anopheles, anopheles. That's what I would say. Anopheles, and he just draws this picture of this wacky looking creature. That's an anopheles. B, what begins with B? A banky bonky beady boo. That's what that would be. It's like he's, you know, billions.
I know.
He's clearly having some mental psychiatrics going on in there.
He's know drinking. What?
Yeah. I think we're watching.
See, what can we see? A carnamondanabala. Get the typewriter, honey.
This sounds fradakalakalakalus.
Is that a fradakalakalus?
I think he's having a psychotic episode.
Give me the, I think I'll draw him right now. He'll have 18 legs and one toe. And put a collar on him or something cute. Have him pulling a cart with weird-looking wheels on it. Honey, give me a glass of milk with some vodka in it. I come up with another idea.
You got to drink like Levi.
Let's do 1-1. What begins with one? A one that's a wonder plus. That's a one to one. Oh, honey, I think I can get up to four before I'm going to get tired.
Oh.
Four. Oh, how many is gosh. Four? I'm going to count to four. That's what I think it is. Print it. Print it. They'll buy it. They'll love it. Darkalicalopolis. That's what that is for.
Oh my gosh.
Do we have any I don't know.
Oh my
well, I thought we could end it on one of the best things these boys do is freestyle rapping.
Oh yeah.
Oh, boy.
We haven't done that in
so
a while.
I've pulled up a nice little Christmas freestyle beat.
Oh, that might get a little dangerous.
Just keep it clean, boys.
Once again, might be a little dangerous.
Is there going to be a topic for this?
This is going to be Dr. Seuss Christmas.
Oh jeez.
All right. This is a wrap off. Okay.
You're really putting us on the spot here.
This is how it works, boys.
I'm not good. This isn't my thing.
You got to be thrown into the fire.
I'm not good at this.
To make gold. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Sure.
All right. Dad, you start him off. Ready?
I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. What do you got?
Christmas rap.
Are we going in a circle here?
Oh. You look like you're around.
No, I'm just hyping you up.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Here we go. Kris Kringleopolis, ride it in the metropolis. Passing out gifts to children on the top of the. Hang on. Wait, run back.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Yo, run it back.
No, that was good.
Wait, ready?
I think you're gonna hit that.
All right.
Yeah.
Think you're gonna hit that.
I'm done.
Oh, all right.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. Now I'm about to go and see the new Willy Wonka. I just gotta get past the commercials with Jane Fonda. Huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. And we're live.
DJ Grinch.
DJ and we back now. Yeah. Now we're cold live on the podcast. Now we spittin' raps, we spittin' rhymes with my boys in the left seat.
Uh-huh. Just exasperated. It's exasperated rapper.
Yes.
I
what was it? All the commercials.
Jane Fonda.
All the Jane Fonda commercials.
All right. Beautiful try. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
One line.
And a Happy New Year.